welcome to podcast number 6. I'm Mario, the artisan rogue, and we're going to talk today about ego. That's right, ego, E-G-O. What is ego? Well, if you look up the definition of it, it's the I or self of any person. You know, sometimes in my definition, it can be kind of viewed as a bad thing. There's a lot of people where, you know, the term egotistical, oh, he's too egotistical, he's... No, you know what? There's good and bad connotations to the whole English language. Depending on how you say certain things, it can come off certain ways. But ego is one of those really oddball sort of words that when you hear it, there's just a negative connotation that goes with it. Normally because of the fact that, you know, in social circles, when you hear somebody say, well, that guy's got a lot of ego or something, you're automatically thinking of that guy. You know, and you know what I'm talking about, that guy or that girl. It goes, you know, either way. The thing is, if it's too present, it's annoying. But I tend to think of it as everybody needs to have a little bit of ego. Now, I'm going to be talking about this today in regards to how people that are trying to sell their artwork need to have some ego. And there's a reason for it. There really is. If I covered sales in my last podcast, and I touched on this a little bit, but I truly believe that if you have the opportunity to practice and to pull it forward, you need to try and build up some ego for yourself. And here's why. Back in the other podcast, I said the people are investing in you. Well, a clear-cut way to get them to invest in you is to be able to have enough personality and enough presence, not only in mind, but in ability and skill set, just everything. And to round that out, you've got to bring it forward, and it's okay to have some pride in your work. It's okay to have that. The good thing about it is that it'll help in promoting yourself. You know, it can help in promoting your fellow artists. It can, you know, your movement, whatever you're involved in, your effort in your work in general. You know, it helps. The great thing about it is that it can also help combat any social issues or anxiety that you have. Maybe you're just introverted. I'm actually, in person, one of the most introverted people you could ever meet. I'm not even joking. Anyone that knows me in real life knows that I am a wallflower. In any meeting, I don't care if I'm sitting in a room full of people or whatever. I'm one of those people that has to listen. I don't like to come forward with a lot of things unless I have a very strong opinion about something. That being said, when I'm out and about in the public eye, it does no good. It does no good for any artist, any performer to be that hangback. It doesn't do any good for anyone to have that. And a lot of that, I feel, comes from the fact that there's people that go out and they want to sell, they want to showcase, they want to tell the world what they have to offer from a creative vantage. But they don't know how to go about it. And part of that could be from lack of having done shows, or maybe it's their first one, whatever. That comes with time. That can be developed. But what doesn't always get developed is pride in one's own work. Because, and here's the truth, if you end up going out there and you're that sort of shrinking violet, you don't put yourself out there and you don't have that pride and talk about your stuff with a fervor, with a pitch of excitement, well then how in the world can you possibly expect anyone that's walking by your table or walking by your art booth or walking around the gallery to really get excited about that work? And sometimes, if not really all the time, they're going to look to you to be that guy, to be that person that explains to them what you're doing. Now, sure, there's that whole, you know, adage of, you know, art is endlessly, you know, interpreted by different people to mean different things. Sure, I get that. I understand that. But if people come to you and they ask you about things and they talk to you about things, it's a great idea to have something inside of you that will eschew, you know, eschew. It's late. I'm sorry about that. I'm stumbling over my own words. You have to have something inside of yourself that's going to push that out and let your ego shine. Let it come forward to a certain extent within social graces. You know, because you can always end up swinging into the bad zone as well, too. You know, too much of it, you end up coming off headstrong. Or, you know, bully-like even. I've seen that happen plenty of times where there's people that are so absorbed in the excitement that they have for something that they become so loud, so omnipresent, so filling. It's like a cacophony of noise that happens around them. And I know that I have, there's been times at shows where maybe I've done certain shows like either Planet Comic Con or other shows that I've been part of where I'm very comfortable and I'm very familiar with a lot of the people there. And I've actually been told before that I tend to act very extroverted and very loud. And it's not the case. It's that I'm comfortable in those sort of situations. But I don't blame other people for thinking that sort of way. I know that's what happens with me when I meet certain people. And sometimes it also comes off like you're trying a little bit too hard, or maybe you're overcompensating for something. Like maybe you really are that painfully introverted and you only know to go from 0 to 11. And that's happened to people. So, you know, and people, and even in the sales pitch, that also can end up turning into, you know, coming on too strong. It's like that guy at the gym that's trying to sell you a membership and he's willing to throw everything from a gym bag to a free set of weights just to get you to join. That's a lot of ego. That's a lot. And there's a lot of people that's an instantaneous turnoff for them. So just a couple of words that I can probably share with you are definitely work on it. I mean, the thing is you want to try and find a balance. Everything in life is great in a balance. You know, if you're going to be speaking to people in public, do yourself a favor. Do something similar to what I'm doing with this podcast. Record yourself. If you're going to be doing any kind of public speaking where you're going to have to push your ego out there or maybe even call it back, record yourself. That way you're able to identify what kind of strengths, what kind of weaknesses you might have. It's okay to have that pride, but just don't overdo it. You know, it also ends up going to the fact that as great as ego is, there's something that goes hand in hand with it. And somebody a while back told me that ego can also end up making you seem like that know-it-all. And I've always had this belief that you want to be the second smartest person in any room. To your average person, that's going to sound like you're willing to settle for average, but it's not. What that means is you're going to be that kind of person that's willing to listen, absorb, and work with others. I never want to be the smartest person in a room. I don't know everything. And hopefully, if you're the right kind of mentality, you wouldn't want to think that way either. And here's why. Essentially, you want to be around people that are consistently smarter, more informed, or even variantly of a very different opinion than you. Those are the sort of things that coalesce and come together and make this wonderful maelstrom of mentalities that you can draw from and add to your own self. That just builds you into a richer and better person. Your personality, everything grows from there. And that ends up building your ego in a much more positive and well-rounded way. Because you always want to have that humble edge. You always want to be able to understand that there's always room for growth. Anyway, that's just a real quick kind of rundown. I hope that helped out some. It was actually, this is from an email that I had gotten, and I don't have my computer here in front of me. I'm doing this downstairs in my studio, and I should have written that down. But the point is that I'm really happy that you guys are starting to send in some subjects that you guys want to hear about and that sort of thing, so thank you so very much for that. I'll probably end up name-dropping you on my little entry for my podcast. But if you guys have any other ideas or thoughts or something like that that you'd like to hear from the experiences I've had doing shows or doing anything else like that, I've only been doing this a couple of years, and there's a myriad number of people that are way more knowledgeable than I am. I'm hoping at some point in time to be able to get those people recorded and have some conversations with them. But if you guys have any ideas or any themes or concepts or anything else like that you'd like me to cover, shoot, go ahead. Feel free to let me know at mario@mariomore.net. Or you can respond back on any one of my blogs or anything else like that, and that would be wonderful. I really appreciate it. Thank you all for listening. Have a good evening, and I will see you next time.